Federal tax hike hits Santee businesses after Sacramento rejection. A California Senate committee this week rejected Senate Joint Resolution 15, sponsored by Senator Brian Jones, whose district includes Santee, which would have shielded employers from a climbing federal unemployment insurance tax. The mechanism, California carries a $20 billion UI debt from the COVID-era unemployment surge, and because of that debt, the federal FUTA tax rate is escalating toward 5.2%, compared with the standard 0.6% rate paid by employers in states without UI debt. Senator Jones characterized the increase as a 250% tax hike on small businesses. In concrete terms, a small restaurant or retail shop in Santee currently paying approximately $42 per employee per year in federal unemployment tax could face more than $364 per employee once the rate fully escalates. For a business with 20 employees, that translates to more than $7,000 in additional annual tax burden. East County's business base skews heavily toward food service, retail, and small contractors, sectors where thin margins make per-employee tax increases acutely painful. The committee's rejection of SJR 15 eliminates a potential state-level cushion without changing the underlying federal trajectory. On a lighter note, two community events are scheduled in Santee Thursday. The free summer concert series continues at Town Center Community Park East, 550 Park Center Drive, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., with the Cheese Whiz performing 80s music. With the YMCA footbridge closed due to construction and YMCA parking limited, organizers are strongly encouraging carpools, bikes, or walking. Overflow parking is available at Santana High School on Magnolia Avenue. Separately, the Santee Teen Center at Big Rock Park on Arlette Street is hosting a community mosaic tile painting event from 2 to 3 p.m. No experience required. With the finished tiles to be permanently installed at Mast Park as part of the city's America 250 commemoration.